AJB's podcast, 3 September 2017, The Hard Problem. Recently, while purchasing a few items at a wholesaler, I was asked for what I was listening to on my phone because I had my Apple earphones on. I told the person I was listening to a podcast. When they got a blank response, I explained it was like a recorded radio program automatically downloaded from the internet, and that this one was by a philosopher and was mainly about politics. I was asked, I listened to Parliament, and decided it was best not to try to explain further by making a joke like, oh, I wouldn't listen to that because I want to retain what small scraps of sanity I still have. But it did emphasise how little most people know or care about many of the things that interest me, including some of the most difficult and obscure problems in science and philosophy today. Now, please don't think that I'm being elitist or arrogant because I know that I'm no expert on any of this stuff. I just find it interesting, and knowing more about it is part of my aim to be good at everything but brilliant at nothing. More recently, I listened to another podcast in the same series which dealt with a subject which is exactly of the type I mentioned above. That is the hard problem of consciousness. What is consciousness? Where does it come from? And what else possesses it, apart from me? Before I continue, I'll say what I mean by consciousness here. Basically, it is the feeling that I, and presumably others, have that I'm an individual, and that I have some continuity of existence from the past, that I have some form of free will, or at least the illusion of it, to control the world to some extent. Where does this come from? The idea which I find most compelling, and the one which I think is generally accepted by the majority of scientists, is that consciousness is an emergent phenomenon of the processes which occur inside a brain of sufficient complexity. But some people, especially some philosophers and a lot of theologians, believe it is better explained through dualism. That is the idea that there is something beyond the physical processes of thought occurring in the brain. Maybe that there is a soul, not necessarily in the religious sense, which is the final control for all the physical processes. At this stage, all the neuroscience I have heard of gives me no reason to think that anything beyond the pure material exists. But I want to ignore the good, solid stuff like that and consider some idle speculation and thought experiments instead. Imagine my personal identity, my mind, my consciousness as an emergent property of my brain processes. What would happen if an exact copy of me was made in something like a Star Trek transporter which copied the original person instead of moving him? Where would my consciousness then lie? The copy would be identical with an identical brain and identical processes. If my thoughts arose from physical processes, would I experience them in both bodies simultaneously? Alternatively, imagine it was possible to back up all the information in a brain and upload it to a computer, then re-establish it after death or injury. What would happen if it was downloaded into a different brain? What would happen if it ran on an artificial brain in the computer itself? Another disturbing question is how complex does a brain need to be before it becomes conscious? It certainly seems that many animals are self-aware. Surely chimps, dolphins, etc. have similar levels of consciousness to humans. What about cats and dogs? Rats and mice? Flies? Where does it end? And if consciousness arises through the processing power of a brain, can it also arise in an artificial brain, like a sufficiently complex and properly programmed computer? Or does it only arise in naturally arising entities? What about an alien? What if that alien evolved a silicon brain very similar to a computer? We know that our cells are constantly being replaced, don't we? Well, no, that isn't exactly true. Different cells have different lifespans, from a few days up to apparently the life of the individual. Significantly, it is some types of brain neurons which are never replaced. Is it these cells which give us our individual identity? Now let's imagine the duality is a better explanation. There are some anecdotes indicating that consciousness apparently exists independently of the body. There are out-of-body experiences, various phenomena such as ESP, reincarnation, and near-death experiences. Some of these seem quite compelling, but they've never been confirmed by any rigorous scientific study. Maybe the brain is just an interface between a non-physical seat of consciousness and the body. If the brain is damaged or dies, the consciousness still exists, but has no way to interact with the world. It would be difficult to distinguish between that and the emergent phenomenon hypothesis I outlined above, so maybe this is one of those theories which is not even wrong. Finally, there is computation and maths. The way math seems to reflect and even predict reality has been a puzzle since the article called The Unreasonable Effectiveness of Mathematics in the Natural Science was published almost 50 years ago. Some physicists have noted that reality seems to almost arise from a form of computation, which seems to explain the effectiveness of maths. So now we seem to be getting back to the idea that the universe might be a simulation. See my blog post titled Life's Just a Game from 2016-07-06. If it is, then the universe was created by someone or something. Would that thing be a god? And if the individual entities are just part of a simulation, do they have any less moral rights as a result? Maybe all the stuff is not even wrong, and maybe it is pointless to even speculate about it. But sometimes doing pointless things is okay, just as long as we don't take it too seriously. So I think I will continue to listen to philosophical musings rather than the rather more mundane business of politics I hear in Parliament. Actually, I think there is room for both, because politics is also a subject I include in my good at everything strategy. And one thing is clear, in most subjects, being above average isn't difficult.